Our buddy Dr. Jason Kanz is on the line to raise the IQ level of the show a whole lot. Good morning.
Good morning. So my piece of advice is, even as coronavirus passes, and who knows when that will be, continuing to wash your hands is actually a really good idea.
Absolutely. And so please continue to do that. All right, we're going to get to one of your, first of all, Larry Crabb's birthday yesterday, and then you shared on Facebook with a shout-out. Now, Larry himself, I don't think is on Facebook, but his son, Kep, is. And so you shared about us taking in 5 minutes to get through, I think it's like, the book that's out today is like his 28th, I think. And
27th, I think.
All right, well, we'll count them up. But yeah, anyhow, lots of books. And so that got some recognition. So hopefully the word got to Larry and Charlotte that we were celebrating him yesterday.
Sounds good.
All right. You shared some. We're going to get to one of your devotions from your book, Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. And let me just say, as I look at society, as I look at the church, like, we could all use some lessons in loving like Jesus, couldn't we?
Yeah, I was just journaling about that again this morning and really even reflecting on my own heart. Is the way I'm living reflecting what I know of Jesus from his word?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's something we all need to work on, I think.
Absolutely. It starts with us. We never get away from Chesterton saying the biggest problem in the world is me. So let's start there. And the Serenity Prayer says, hey, that's the difference you can make with the Holy Spirit. But you had this quote from MindfulChristianityToday.com. Rue, I'm going to read it. You give kind of why you posted it. C.S. Lewis observed that almost all crimes of Christian history have come about when religion is confused with politics. I guess Philip Yancey references. Politics allures us to trade away grace for power, a temptation the church has often been unable to resist. Why'd you share that?
Well, I think it really just struck me because we seem to be living in this time when politics is really seeming to take a front and center stage, you know, whether it's around stuff related to Black Lives Matter or whether it's stuff related to COVID. So many of us, I think, are making determinations about those things from our political point of view rather than from, again, from what I think Scripture teaches us.
Hmm.
You know, it's interesting. I have seen this post shared by friends who are both on the left and the right. And I want us all to take this with some seriousness. I mean, I think it's real easy to look at people across the aisle and say, yeah, they're mixing up religion and politics.
Yeah.
But we have to be aware of how we're doing that in ourselves as well.
Taking that log out of your own eye. I mean, we never get over that, right?
Yeah, right on. Exactly.
Yeah.
It gets back to that question. Is it possible that I'm wrong?
All right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, your book, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, is on John 13 through 17. You've got the book and then the devotions, and we're into John 14. So leave us with one today.
Yeah, John 14, 16, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. And what I wrote was, the atmosphere in the upper room remained unsettled. The disciples were still confused and afraid, trying to make sense of everything they were hearing, seeing, and experiencing. Jesus had washed their feet after dinner, upending their expectations of social order. Then Judas went out into the night after Jesus had talked about betrayal. Jesus told them to love one another, which in turn was a reflection of their love for him. He said that he was going away and that he was one with the Father. That was a lot to process. It still is. Now, Jesus told them that although he was leaving, he would ask the Father to send them a helper, one who would not go away. They were thinking, but Jesus, we want you to be with us forever. Forget about someone else. We are confused and afraid. We have left everything to follow you, and now you tell us that you are leaving and that we can't come along. We don't want someone else. We want you. Sometimes we struggle with the same thing. We want Jesus when we are hurting and wonder where he is. We think, Jesus, if only you were here, I wouldn't hurt so badly and I wouldn't be so afraid. But he is here in the fullness of his Spirit. We have a helper who does not leave us, even in our darkest moments.
Amen to that. Amen. It's not just hamburger helper, Holy Spirit helper.
Right.
And you close with a prayer. I'm going to read the prayer, and then you tell us where people can get a copy of Notes from the Upper Room. But you say, you offer this prayer. Jesus, life is often filled with confusion and fear. And we say, amen. I want you to be with me because I'm afraid. But you tell me that you are with me. always help me to live in the knowledge and comfort of your ever-present spirit. Amen. Where can people get Notes from the Upper Room?
Sure. So it's available on Amazon. They can get it there. They can also touch base with me through my through jasoncans.com or touch base with me on Facebook. I have copies that I'm happy to send out to folks as well if they want to connect that way.
All right. And again, just a book peddler, because you got Living in the Larger Story, The Christian Psychology of Dr. Larry Crabb. And we've got a couple of copies to give away of that. If somebody wants that and they say, hey, I would love to read that, contact me here at the station, 715-396-1670. Thank you, Jason.
Perfect. Talk to you tomorrow.
Good morning, Hillary.
Good morning, Mark.
First cup.
Yes, indeed. Some good thunder out there. I was feeding the cats and like this big boomer hit. And thank goodness it continued to rumble, because I thought like something had majorly collapsed upstairs, like my daughter's loft bed or the cupboards fell off the wall or
something. What time was that?
That was at like 10 after 6, quarter after 6, like right in there.
I did not hear it. I have to say, I saw somebody else comment on Facebook about it, Sarah Stokes. I was just like, I don't know. I mean, if other people in Lake Halley or Chippewa, if you did, but
that one startled me.
Okay.
Also wanting to know this morning if anyone in our area saw the comet last night. Mm-hmm. There's a comet. We went out hunting for it, but of course, getting up so early for work, this mama was like a killjoy and said, I'm going to go to bed, because we didn't even get home until after 10 and we never saw it.
We should maybe shed first cup as the description. It should just be sky watching with Hillary. I mean, every day it's just like, I saw the satellites, I saw the stars, the comets.
So, well, I didn't get to see the comet though. I was disappointed. We actually went down to Lake Altoona to look for it.
Sure.
And there was just enough cloud cover in the north-northwest that we didn't get to see it.
Yeah. So you guys like to get out of the house, go watch the stars in the middle of the street, or
why not?
Yeah. Okay.
These are memories, though, and it's quite, you know what? I have very, very fond memories of camping with my dad out in a field and stargazing with him, and him pointing out all the different constellations and planets, and it's definitely deep rooted in my childhood.
Some of my memories are more rooted to earth, like our friend birthday Bob Linder in Rice Lake, who sent some pictures of when he and his two daughters and Grace and I all went. It was like the Packer family night
like that.
And so we made it to Abbotsford, and I was just telling yesterday about Hawkeye Dairy.
Yeah.
There's a picture of Grace. This is 11 years ago, so she's 6. With the cotton candy ice cream. And she's remembering all these things. And then the game got canceled because of lightning. The night. But it was a memorable day.
Sure.
So, yeah, making memories.
Fun. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
I think you shared that recently at your house with different things you did. You said with the fireworks, right?
Yes,
you said
the fireworks. We were making memories.
All right, we're going to share 3 of the 4 special events today. And it's Cow Appreciation Day.
It is brought to us by Chick-fil-A, I do believe. Also, Shark Awareness Day.
Uh-huh. And it is Mac and Cheese Day.
Love it.
There we go.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. See you in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Grandpa Wayne.
Oh, Grandpa Wayne bid us farewell yesterday. He made it home safely. But yes, 4 weeks he was at our house. And it was time for him to spread his wings and stretch his leg and hobble on home. And, you know, I mean, it was good. It was really, really good having Grandpa Wayne there. I was blessed to have been able to do it. But it was also, I also feel blessed to have my home back
to
myself. But I miss him. Mm-hmm.
It was great. It was a great picture. It was a great goodbye picture. It was thumbs up.
Thumbs up. So. Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Good guy.
Oh, many summers ago, people were terrified to go back into the water. Yes, one shark fan is getting the chance to sink their teeth into a brand new dream job, Caleb and Hillary. How about getting paid $1,000 for watching the entire Shark Week on the Discovery Channel?
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
You can buy a lot of snacks.
Do they provide snacks? Yeah, that's what I want to know.
For the sharks. That's 20 hours worth of shows and favorites swimming back to TV next month.
That's still 20 hours, $1,000. That's a good hourly wage.
The winner also will be sent snacks and shark swag.
Yes.
Okay,
just
got worth
it. Big
time. Little shark gummy. You remember those as a kid?
Shark gummies, yes. I think they still have those at Weaver's.
Okay, yeah. That's what I want.
Love me some shark gummies.
You got to apply by July 27th on usdirect.com.
Okay.
Sounds fun. Uh-huh. I'd do that. I'd totally do that. Watch any number of things for money. I mean,
I watch,
you know,
things for free, so sure, if there's going to be
money
added.
You know, if you're going to pay me, as long as it's legal and not disgusting. No, there's some movies that I'd be like, ah.
So what's the point there? They want the person, I mean,
I don't know.
To do what? To
I would think to review it and to, like, podcast about it or social media something about what they like and don't, I would think. It's a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
I suppose. And they get radio shows like us all around
to
the country
to
talk about it, too. So.
So we're watching a show at our house right now, and we started a new season last night, and I was talking to my kids about it. A good portion of the first couple of episodes of this show focus around these kids going to the mall, and this is set back in the like early to mid 80s, and these kids are at this mall, and I'm watching this and the nostalgia, because this was in the heyday of the mall, and it was so cool to tell my kids, hey, no, this is what it was like. It was a big deal. You go to the mall for the day, you get dressed up and you do your hair all cool, and then you go shopping, and and it's bustling with people, and the nostalgia for that really sparked some cool memories. And it's just so different now, the advent of online shopping and whatnot, and I kind of want it back. I kind of want that bustling, social, fun, memory-making time.
Two things for me. Being in Eau Claire since the fall of 82, I still remember when the story broke that this land where Oakwood has been for seemingly forever, but the idea that they're going to build this Oakwood Mall.
Yeah.
And so, lo and behold, London Square had been the mall, and this was on a whole new level.
Yeah.
1985 is what I recall. But one of my headlines I'm looking at today, Mall Apocalypse.
Yes.
Malls were really struggling even before COVID. And now the question is, can shopping malls survive the pandemic and the new slate of permanent store closing?
I know.
It's interesting with the nostalgia. We'd love to hear from you about your mall memories at 715-396-1670. What did you love about malls growing up? Text or voicemail. It's interesting because we have kind of disparate ages here on this show, and yet I have a lot of memories from malls, too. This kind of ties us together because, again, Cedar Mall and Rice Lake, I remember when Woolworth's was kind of an anchor store there, and there were different stores that went in and out, but I still remember the fountain and looking down at all the change and like, well, man, if someone would just wait in there, they could get a lot, and then I could buy some of the things that were for sale in the halls of the mall, so to speak.
Right, and I remember I grew up in Rhinelander, so it was a big deal to go to Wausau, to the Wausau Mall. That was a big deal. And, like, we didn't have the money to actually shop at the Wausau Mall, but I still remember the exact location of Claire's. And I could go into Claire's and I could buy a scrunchie for my hair and feel like a hotshot, you know, like I was like big stuff, you know, and I remember finding like my bedding set on Uber clearance at the Sears in that mall and just, and going to Chicago and going to the malls down there with my cousins. You don't even buy anything always, but, you know, it's just like you're at the mall.
Sure. Being from Milwaukee, there were a lot of malls. The one that was closest to us in Wauwatosa was the Mayfair Mall. Now, in the early days, they had a skating rink. Now, that didn't last forever because eventually you're like, we're not making money on that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for a while, you'd shop and you'd watch the skaters, and that was nice.
Right.
But eventually it's like, we can capitalize more on that space.
And now, Caleb and I were more small town growing up, and so it was an event to go to the mall. Would you say, was that still...
No, it was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
One of my biggest shopping memories is 4:45 at a Christmas Eve, there buying a gift at the mall.
Yes.
A procrastinator.
Thank you, mall.
Nice. Yeah, mall memories. It's really stirring them up for me this morning.
Let us know at 715-396-1670.
The food courts.
Yes.
Last night, one of my kids was there with a friend and enjoying all the
variety,
multiplicity of choices.
In one that you can get fries from this place and Chinese from that place, but you know what? I want a malt from that place.
Quintessential part of Americana, the mall. Let us know your mall memories at 396-1670.
Well, yesterday, our own Greg Stewart, a milestone birthday, and... we surprised him. We kind of got behind the scenes and did something, and the surprise was sprung on him.
He was live on
the air.
Yes, and his 12:30 weather, and it sounded something like this.
Going on Wednesday through Saturday at the Boffman Trucking Lot, just off Highway 27, from Courtesy Auto and Truck. Be there.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Dear Greg. Happy Medicare.
didn't see that coming. Thank you very, very much, staff. I appreciate that. On the tail end of the Courtesy Auto and Truck Center commercial.
Look at Greg, the program director, even tagging the sponsor after a surprise like that.
I was so impressed. I hadn't actually gotten to hear it, though. We all recorded it together and stuff. But wow, you think you're going to just derail him. Nothing derails that man, does it?
Unflappable. Wow. 65 years young. Now, we couldn't quite figure out if we were going to say happy Medicare or Medicaid at the end.
It should have been Medicare, but I screwed up. I accidentally said Medicaid. It happened because, Medicare is,
Lots of you wished him a happy birthday on Facebook. Thank you for that.
How emotional am I that I got teary-eyed during that?
That's
that was
awesome.
Just, really, seriously. No, and there's two things. If we could pay tribute to Greg, even though it's the day after his birthday, the things that strike me is just he is really, really humble.
He is.
And he is a great encourager. Mm-hmm. And I put that on his staff birthday card. But, I mean, I'm just really struck by – and those are great qualities. I mean, emulate all the way, everybody.
I find Greg to be a very calming presence. Mm-hmm. That's what I really – He is a calming presence, and I respect that greatly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and again, in 11 years that I've been here, he's given me probably far more opportunities than I deserved and certainly a lot more grace.
Mm.
And so, very thankful for one of our great bosses here.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Celebrating a little belated birthday. So in case you missed it in the noon hour yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in case you missed it earlier, we were talking about mall memories with Hillary's been watching a show that is kind of centered around a mall. And we've talked about, all three of us, despite our different ages, all have some great memories from malls. And Cody weighed in on the WIB listener line at 396-1670 with
He says, my memories of London Square Mall is the Sears that was there. Mm-hmm. How as a kid, I always referred to it as the toy store. Cody says, my memories of Oakwood Mall are the Time Out Arcade, Burger King, and the big screen TV they had hanging above the food court for a while.
Nice.
He goes on to say, and our friend Scott Rogers and his wife Shirley appreciate this, Gloria Jean's coffee. He says,
yes.
I also loved that Oakwood Mall. Says it wasn't as much of a coffee drinker then as he is now, but he says it always smelled so good.
At 5'8" 1/2" from Cameron, Wisconsin, it is live right now on the WIB Wake Up Show. My little brother, Will. Good morning, Will.
Morning.
So, we are having Will on this morning, and Hillary knows this off the air. I mentioned this. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, something kind of momentous happened, didn't it, Will?
Yes, it did.
Yeah. So, I'm 33. Will is my youngest brother. He is 12 years old, turning 13 in August. And, Will, what happened on that fateful Sunday afternoon? For the first time in our brotherly history, what happened, Will?
I beat you at a game of 21.
He beat me.
Wow.
Driveway basketball, 21. He beat me. I forget what it ended up being, 21 to what, 17, something like that? But
I don't know, maybe. I don't really know. Maybe 21 to 0.
You're not. Okay, that's revisionist history.
And here's the thing, Will. I know Caleb, and I know he wasn't, like, going easy on ya. He was competitive and fierce, and you, sir, rose to the challenge and whomped him.
That is how it goes. When he starts to lose, he goes haywire.
No, that's not exactly true. I just start playing
more
physical defense.
there was that
lost ball that went under the truck.
Funny.
And I think I did end up sort of pinning Will to the ground so that I could reach underneath and get the basketball. Because, again, it's 21, so there's some rules, but not a lot. So, Will, what was the key to your victory?
Oh, wow. I would say not being blocked by you and making my free throws.
Making your free throws, yeah.
Nice.
He had a couple hard drives to the cup, and he finished at the rim, and then he made his free throws. So, yeah, it was very good. What would you tell other younger siblings who have not yet beat their older brothers at a game of 21 or some other sporting event?
Well, I would just say keep trying and grow taller.
That helps. I mean, and here's the thing, Will. I mean, you're almost 5'9" here and not even 13 years old yet. I'm 6'1", but I feel like it's not going to be long before you overtake me.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, it might take a while because I'm carrying a little bit extra here. But, you're growing tall. What is your basketball ambition, Will?
Wow. I don't know. Just keep playing until I'm not good enough to beat everybody else.
There you go. Will, thank you for joining us on the WIB Wake Up Show this morning. Congratulations on your victory. It was a while coming. It was well deserved. I just kind of hoped I'd have a few more years of beating you. Rematch on Sunday? All right. Sounds good. That is Will Swenson live.
Thanks
from
for chatting
Cameron,
with us, Will.
Wisconsin. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.